What makes some people more persuasive and influential than others? Is it ethical to persuade? Those were the questions I covered last week. I ended the discussion by informing you that you rarely will persuade or influence anyone of anything if you rely solely on the reason and the intellect. Science has revealed that our minds rely on fixed action patterns or rules of thumb to guide our decisions, which means that if we don't know how to tap these deep unconscious resources, then we will have little chance of influencing anyone, much less recruiting the most savvy people to consider joining your office. The science around persuasion began to be researched with intense focus and tenacity by Dr. Cialdini about 40 years ago. What he found in his 40 years of research is that the act of being persuasive, of getting a yes, can be boiled down to six abiding principles. The first principle I'll describe is reciprocity. The principle of reciprocity finds that humans feel obligated to give back to those who have given to them. Our decisions change when others have done something for us. One of Dr. Cialdini's studies conducted on reciprocity had the waiting staff in restaurants leave a mint or a chocolate treat with the check at the end of the meal for some customers while leaving other customers without any treat. That was the control group. And what did they find? When one candy was left, just one piece, tips went up 3% when compared to leaving no candy gift at all. So they upped the ante a bit. What do you think happened with two candy gifts? You might think, well, perhaps tips doubled over the one gift. But you'd be wrong. Tips were 10% more than they were if you left no gift at all. But what do you think happened when the wait staff was instructed that after leaving one mint, then they would turn around, go back to the table, and say, because you're such good customers, you get an extra mint. In those situations, tips were 35% higher than those with no gift at all. That's the power of reciprocity. Is this manipulation? I guess it can and certainly can be used by some to manipulate. But it's also, with the right motives, just a good idea. It's treating people well. It's being generous, thoughtful, mindful of what a person might appreciate, mindful that your actions have an impact on others, that you can make people's lives better. There is not, after all, a guarantee that you will get what you want or what would be helpful to you. But with the right attitude, the risk is completely worth it. Cultural anthropologists call this the web of indebtedness, that communities were built around people providing favors, and these favors being reciprocated. Humans are compelled to return favors. It's who we are. How can you use this in your recruiting endeavors, in your retention, and in your life? I want to end with a quick reminder that our name change from Tidemark to Third Pool Recruiting is in full force. And as conference season approaches and your colleagues ask you about Third Pool, remember that's us, Third Pool. We're the same team that's delivered new agent candidates from the untapped infinite pool of successful people in other industries. Third Pool, recruiting reimagined. Remember that's us.